Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a selection from a classically trained rhythm and blues singer from New York who, like his father, placed Caribbean flourishes in his music. This well-traveled veteran was first exposed to world music by way of his family's shortwave radio. For our little slice of heaven, we will appreciate an instrumental that was several years ahead of its time based upon its structure, and so was its name, the T-Town Twist. It was a decade ahead of Chubby Checker's monster hit, The Twist. Later, we will enjoy a hard rock salute to the blues from the 70s by a recording act that became famous in the United States based on the blockbuster success of one video in the 80s. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will hear a universally loved and classic song that came about after the song's writer had spent 5 frustrating hours trying to come up with a new idea and, after getting nowhere, gave up and took a nap. But first, just as we do every week, we start with a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then were extinguished. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a single by a group led by Chaim Witz and Stanley Burt Eisen, whose first performance took place before an audience of 3 people at a venue called the Popcorn Club in Queens. The band's 2 leaders found their drummer by answering an ad placed by George Criscuola in Rolling Stone magazine. Their lineup was complete when a flashy lead guitarist showed up for his audition wearing 1 red sneaker and 1 orange sneaker. That was the hard rock act consisting of Chaim Witz, Stanley Eisen, George Criscuola, and Paul Fraley, better known by their stage names of Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Peter Criss, and Ace Fraley, and collectively as Kiss. With Shout It Out Loud, Kiss spent 1 week at number 40 on its way up and another week at number 40 on its way back down the record world charts. While the single peaked at number 31 in the U.S. on the Billboard chart, it went all the way to number 1 in Canada.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Now at number 20, we are up to the progressive rock act from Oldham, England, that, before its success on the British album chart in the 70s, signed its first recording contract with Parlophone back in 1968 for one single. In order to come up with a name to put on the label, each of the band members wrote single words on pieces of paper which were drawn out at random. Every single word was rejected until three scraps of paper were left. One scrap contained the name James, a guy that had formerly been in the group. Harvest was another, because they lived and rehearsed in a farmhouse. And on the last one was Barclay, after the bank, because they needed to make money. The three scraps of paper were rearranged, and the band became known as Barclay James Harvest.
You and me, our life is drifting along, watching the world as it's singing its song. High above, someone is calling to me. Life is for living, and living is free. You to me are like the sun in the sky. See how you fly, you have wings of your own. You and me, our love will last without end. Ride with the wind, won't you follow me home? Turn around and see the circles we spin, and we're taking our chances on where we begin. Up above, the rain is falling on me. Life is for living, and living is free. You to me are like the sun in the sky. See how you fly, you have wings of your own. You and me, our love will last without end. Ride with the wind, won't you follow me home? See the circles we spin, taking our chances on where we begin. Up above, the rain is falling on me. Life is for living, and living is free. You to me are like the sun in the sky. See how you fly, you have wings of your own. You and me, our love will last without end. Ride with the wind, won't you follow me home?
Progressive album track that should have been released as a single and should have reached number 20. That was Barclay James Harvest with Life is for Living.
The This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a single on the EMI label that really did spend a week in the number 11 position on its way up to an eventual peak of number 8 in the United States. And it is by a member of the Rockabilly family from Memphis that we mentioned last week, the Burnettes. You will recall that one of the co-writers of Stephen Wayne Horton's Roll Over was Billy Burnett, the son of Dorsey Burnett of the Rock and Roll Trio. Well, Dorsey's brother, the late great Johnny Burnett, also had a son, whose name is Jonathan, but who goes by Rocky. Rocky Burnett with Tired of Towing the Line, a record that spent a week at number 11 on its way to number 8 in the U.S. and went all the way to number 1 in Australia.
Number 10.
Now at number 10, we have a song by an artist who actually attributes some of his musical diversity to the shortwave radio his family owned while he was a child. Henry St. Clair Fredericks was born in Harlem in 1942 and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts. His mother was a member of a gospel choir, and his father was a jazz arranger from a Caribbean family. In addition to his parents' fertile musical environment, young Henry listened to all different types of world music on the shortwave radio. As he became a musician himself, he took classical piano lessons and learned the trombone, the clarinet, and harmonica. Sadly, when Henry was 11 years old, his father was killed when a tractor flipped over and crushed him. Eventually, the young musician recovered from that traumatic experience and entered the University of Massachusetts. For his musical endeavors, he took on a new name, one that he heard in a dream, Taj Mahal.
Easy to love,
with a single that should have reached number 10 on all three American singles charts. That was Taj Mahal and Easy to Love.
Number nine.
When the song How Do I Make You was released by Linda Ronstadt, Record World reviewed it as follows, quote, "This first release from her upcoming Mad Love LP shows how the new rock has revitalized Ronstadt's incomparable vocal talent, a fantastic multi-format record," close quote. Singing a song that writer Billy Steinberg stated was a little bit influenced by The Knack. That was Linda Ronstadt perched at number 9 and eventually peaking in Cashbox at number 6 with How Do I Make You, a frantic selection originally intended for release by Steinberg's band Thermal.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. It is by the Canadian rock band formed in 2000 in Montreal, The Stills. The four members of this rock act, Tim Fletcher, Gregory Paquette, Olivier Cornell, and Dave Hamlin, have been friends since age 12. Their debut album was released in 2003 on Vice Records. It scraped its way into the U.S. indie album chart by peaking at number 39. From that album is the song Still in Love Song, which was recorded at Melody Lane Studios in New York and should have reached number 8 on the singles chart.
I'm still in love.
Love Song, a song that was modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was the four-man rock act, The Stills, from Canada.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is an instrumental from 1951 by Roy Milton, a jump blues singer, drummer, and band leader. Musically, this flip side was at least 5 years ahead of its time, and by virtue of its title, it gave the airwaves a preview of the twist a full decade early. Roy Bunny Milton was born in Wynwood, Oklahoma, on July 31, 1907. Because his grandmother was Chickasaw, Roy grew up on an Indian reservation. Later, as he became an advanced musician, he moved to Tulsa. Not long after his move, Roy joined the Ernie Fields Band as singer and drummer. In 1933, he formed his own band in Los Angeles, the Solid Cinders, with Camille Howard on piano. He began making recordings in the 40s, starting with Milton's Boogie on his own record label. In 1945, R.M. Blues was released on the new Jukebox label and hit number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 20 on the pop chart. That record's success helped establish Art Roop's label, which was soon renamed Specialty Records. Roy continued to record successfully for Specialty Records through the late 40s and early 50s. He recorded a total of 19 top 10 R&B hits, the biggest being Hop, Skip, and Jump, which hit number 3 on the R&B chart in 1948, Information Blues, an R&B number 2 from 1950, and Best Wishes, another R&B number 2 from 1951. Also in 1951, Roy released the single I Have News For You, which had, as its flip side, an adventurous instrumental called T-Town Twist. As we mentioned previously, this flip side sounded at least 5 years ahead of its time. Roy left Specialty in 1955. However, releases on other labels were unsuccessful, and with the emergence of rock and roll, Roy's style of music became unfashionable by the middle of the decade. He continued to perform, appearing as a member of the Johnny Otis Band at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1970, and he resumed his recording career in the 70s with albums for Kent Records and for the French label Black and Blue Records. Today's Little Slice of Heaven belongs to Roy Milton, who died in Los Angeles on September 18, 1983, at the age of 76. with Our Little Slice of Heaven at number 7. That was Roy Milton and his most popular B-side, T-Town Twist. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Salvatore from Italy heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on his Kenwood TS790 and reports 44534. Thank you, Salvatore. We appreciate your reception report and hope all is going well for you in Italy. Patrick from Austria heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on his 7030 with 5 meter magnetic long wire. He reports 35533 and even sent an air check in the form of an MP3 recording. Thank you, Patrick, for your reception report, and we hope all is going well for you also. Nancy from Arkansas, expressing concern over my broken elbow, stated, quote, "Just take extra care. Let's face it, as these bodies age, bouncing back quickly is no longer an option," close quote. Well, thank you, Nancy. I couldn't agree more. While I am still a long way from playing keyboards or guitar again, I am thankful to be improving every day. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums onto the top 40 of the album chart. And in England, this hard-rocking band has certainly done that, with 14 of their albums hitting the top 40 of the British album chart, and 11 of those making the top 10. In the United States, though, this act had an 8x platinum album in 1987, but has been remembered as much for the female star of its most successful video as it has for its original blues-infused rock and roll. Rock singer David Coverdale formed the band Whitesnake following his departure from Deep Purple. The band, as expected, experienced immediate success in England. However, they had a more difficult time catching on in the United States. The group's late 70s album, Love Hunter, released on the United Artists label, had difficulty being distributed based upon its racy album cover. In England, it shot immediately into the top 30, thanks in part to the strength of this track, which we believe should have reached number 6 in both the United States and England, Walking in the Shadow of the Blues.
I love the blues. They tell my story. If you don't feel it, you can never understand. So many times I've thought about it, and now I know just what it means to be a man. Every day I realize, you can see it in my eyes. I never wait or hesitate. I love the life I live. I'm gonna live the life I choose. You gotta understand, I'm walking in the shadow of the blues.
Shadow of the Blues.
recorded in England's Clearwell Castle using the Rolling Stones mobile recording truck. That was the group Whitesnake, who should have reached number 6 on all 3 singles charts in the United States with Walking in the Shadow of the Blues, a track cut 8 years before Tawny Katain danced on the hoods of those Jaguars in the video for Here I Go Again. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now at number 5, we have the 3rd of the 4 songs that we promised several months ago that we would play from the album Thin Disguise by the Memphis rock act Good Question. Sadly, we are playing this track a little bit ahead of schedule because of the recent and unfortunate passing of Good Question drummer Bill Lineberry. Bill was an active and influential part of the Memphis music scene for many years. I was fortunate to have met him once, the day that the test pressing of the Thin Disguise album arrived at Sounds Unreal Studios. During the only conversation that I ever had with him, I complimented his drumming and told him that he reminded me of the drummers from Squeeze and Utopia. He was kind and wished me luck on my own musical endeavors. While most of the band's attention was understandably directed at its leader, Van Duren, today we must pause and give Bill Lineberry proper credit, which he so richly deserved. While you are listening to the selection at number 5, pay some extra attention to the drums. Legendary album Thin Disguise, which was co-produced by Don Smith and the ever-present Jack Holder. That was Good Question, featuring the late Bill Lineberry on drums with Catcher in the Rain.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means we are going to play a single that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. Back at number 9, we played a song off of Linda Ronstadt's Mad Love album from 1980. Also recorded by Linda on that album was a song called Girls Talk, written by Elvis Costello. While Linda did an excellent job with the track, the most successful version of Girls Talk was released by Dave Edmonds. According to Dave, quote, Elvis came to the studio one day and said, I've got a song for you, and he gave me a cassette. It was just him on guitar, and he was rushing through it at a furious pace, close quote. After Edmonds rearranged the song and put his own beat to it, the freshly pressed single actually reached number 4 on the British chart, while inexplicably stalling out at number 65 in both Billboard and Cashbox in the United States. Universe Top 40, that was Dave Edmonds with Girls Talk, a record that, according to Record World magazine, featured a majestic guitar break and a primo vocal.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown. And today we are once again talking about Champaign, Illinois, home of that amazing trio of de facto siblings, the Elvis Brothers. When Portrait Records released the first Elvis Brothers album, Ira Robbins of Trouser Press wrote, quote, Movin' Up traverses a panoply of mildly bent styles, from mock Stray Cats to Dave Edmonds-ish nostalgia to Anglo-pop to country-fied rock, and much more. Sure, they futz around a lot, especially on stage, but their silliness never interferes with the serious task of playing catchy pop with maximum gusto, close quote. Number three with the song Hey Tina, those were the Elvis Brothers, about whom Rolling Stone magazine said, quote, the band's debut LP is a 12-track instant party that's more fun than a garbage pail full of vodka and Gatorade, close quote.
Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have made it all the way to number one. And on the album charts in England, this song was part of what pushed this groundbreaking album up to the number one position. In the United States, depending on the radio station, this song was either an anthem of the ages or it was completely ignored and not known. Because of the disparity of that kind of airplay, in the United States, this single only reached number 53. But we think it sounds like a number one single, and so we are giving it the number two position. From the album War, which hit number one in England, here is U2 with New Year's Day. at number two with a song that we think should have reached number one. That was Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen, and Adam Clayton, collectively known as U2, with New Year's Day. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one, and it is certainly a classic, known for its harmony and for the self-reflective lyrics that came from the writer responsible for it. One morning, John Lennon apparently spent 5 hours struggling to write a new song. He was looking for something to say and was dissatisfied with every false start that he attempted. After 5 frustrating hours of writing and ultimately getting nowhere, he decided to take a nap. And right as he put his head down, all at once, came this song. In a magazine interview, Lennon indicated that the entire song, lyrics, music, and production came to him as he gave up writing for the day.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. He's as blind as he can be, just sees what he see. Nowhere man, can you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else sends you a hand. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. He's a
with a song that reached number one in Record World, number two in Cashbox, and number three on the Billboard Singles Chart during the spring of 1966. Those were the Beatles with our Hall of Perfection track, Nowhere Man. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.